Okay. Call Congress back to order after a brief recess. Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 1768 is engrossed as it was submitted. This is a bill that came back or that was discharged out of committee and then went to general order day two this morning. It does not have the source of either tribal or non-tribal funds listed in the bill. I move to commit it back to general order day two on tomorrow's second. Agenda.
Now, let me draw my second. Could you repeat your...
Do you want today's again? Agenda? General order day two on today's agenda.
Okay. Motions made and seconded to send it back to general order ONCA 1768, general order day two on today's agenda. Congressman Walker.
It's a rule suspension. This isn't discussion. I have an amendment.
Okay.
Can't amend it.
Oh, you can't amend it.
The rule suspension.
Right.
I'm going to change that rule.
Okay. So, motion has been made and seconded to send it back to general order day two on today's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, let's move to general order day two on today's agenda. So, we are now on general order day two. ONCA 1768, not act to authorize and appropriate $800,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for pre-construction and construction costs of building a wellness center in Fairfax and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 16 and 36, after $800,000, insert from non-tribal funds.
Second.
Okay. Congressman Walker.
What's the bill number?
1768.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 1768 to general order day three on today's agenda.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are now on general order day three on today's agenda. Amendment number one, ONCA 1768, page 1, line 16 and 36, after 800,000. After 800,000 from non-tribal funds. Insert after 800,000 from non-tribal funds.
After 800,000, insert.
I know, I'm writing it.
From non-tribal.
You didn't have it.
Sorry.
Insert. All right. Discussion. All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. The amendment passes. Oh, and it will now go to third reading after engrossment. On today's agenda.
Today's?
I thought that's what you all were doing this whole thing for.
So they can engross it.
Okay.
Today.
All right. After engrossment. Here we go.
Point of inquiry.
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna recess then for that bill to be engrossed and it will be on tomorrow's agenda?
No, I thought that's why they were doing this, but they're just wanting to be ready to engross later today.
Okay, good. So
we'll vote on tomorrow.
So we'll oh, perfect, thank you.
Okay, so now we are on third reading. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay. Let me get my papers back in order. 37, 39, 63, 68. All right. Third reading. ONCA 1737, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,100,000 to the Osage War Memorial Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I wish to close. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Maker.
I'd just like to just remind everybody of all the discussion we've had on this, and I just really encourage you to support this. Much needed thing. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Is there anyone else? Congressman Shaw.
Well, we had a lot of discussion yesterday about the just the price tag of Osage Point Memorial. It's never the idea or the merits of it. I would all agree that it's a tremendous merit. I don't think anyone disagreed with that. Well, that issue's been settled. The majority of the Congress voted for an amendment that placed it back at $1.1 million. So I'll be voting yes without any reservations today.
Thank you. Congressman Whitehorn, did you have your hand up?
I did.
Okay.
I was wanting to make that public statement, too. We had a lot of discussion on this bill, and I don't believe that anybody is opposed to having a memorial up here on the campus to honor our veterans. I think we all support that. We did have some good discussion and amending of the price point that we thought was acceptable for this memorial. And I, like Congressman Shaw, tried to lower the price point. Congress has spoken. They're at 1.1, and I'll be voting yes to support a war memorial here on campus for our veterans.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I will waive my time. The question is, shall ONCA 1737 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Morris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes and ONCA 1737 is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 1739, an act to authorize and appropriate $26,200 to the legislative branch for costs to publish the Osage Nation Code and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Split my time.
You have the floor.
This is a bill to appropriate funds so that we can get the code online with search capabilities. Currently, we have the code online, which is important, but when you try to search it, you can't utilize a search function. So this is an attempt to make it so that you can work with the actual code instead of working with ONCA. I mean, sometimes we work with bills that are 4 or 5 years old because we want to be able to find them, but the proper place to find them would be in the code, so I would encourage support. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Okay. Want the rest of your time?
I'll just say that we reduced spending in the legislative branch for the year, so this money is a wash with that.
Okay.
Close to a wash.
Okay, the question is, shall ONCA 1739 pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 1739 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
I don't think it needs an alternate effective date. I'm surprised I put that in there.
I am too.
Me too.
I vote against the alternate effective date. I think somehow they end up in there unless you now put that you don't need them, and rather you should be putting if you do need them. So I encourage us to not pass the alternate effective date.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 Okay, roll call, please. I couldn't read how that was going. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 1739.
7-5.
39 is advanced to enrollment.
She just didn't want you to vote.
I can't on that anyway.
You can't vote on the alternate effective date?
What was it?
Okay.
It is.
I know.
What happened?
I don't know what the question
I wasn't
was
counting.
What happened here?
Did the alternate effective date pass?
Is it A or 7?
7-5. Is what
is it me date? Is what they're asking.
It's in the bill.
Still on me.
There's yours. I don't know what you're going to say. I need it.
It's in the rules. Constitution, actually.
That needs to be changed too.
Real smooths.
Change that. It's in the Constitution.
Like, suspend the rules. And only need 7.
Look at the Constitution.
I don't know. Why are we looking this up? There was no tie.
It's not the point.
It's an 8.
We think she's checking to see if it requires 8.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we want.
I think it does.
Okay. Well,
for the record, we're holding for the clerk to confirm the alternate effective date vote. Without objection, without objection, we'll take a brief recess.
It's on page 28 in the rules, guys.
Do we need to take a recess?
No.